Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium. Welcome to another Behind the Ostium. It's been like a year, I think, Dwayne, right, since we did this or so?
Very nearly, if not.
Due to having a baby and my life just being totally different. He's 8 months old now and things are settling down a little bit, but I still have no recording space. And the only reason this is working today is because my other son is staying over at a friend's and the little guy's napping right now. But anyway, let's jump in here. So we're going now on to episode 39. Last Accidental Hero, Part 1. So this is the first of a two-part finale for this Ostium season. The title actually comes from a listener who was commenting, I think it was on Twitter. It was a while before I even started writing the season, or maybe even before that. But she called Jake an accidental hero, which definitely sums up his character in a number of ways. And so I made a note of it, like, that's just such a cool little term. I'll stick that somewhere and use it at some point. And then as I was doing this season, I was like, oh, well, here we are coming to the finale. And this is the perfect title to attach to the two-parter finale. Also, it's a little reference to the movie Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and a play on last, since it's the finale and, you know, use of last. So we open with the fallout of the bombshell story of Steve and Jake being shocked, while Monica is suspicious because the details don't all quite ring true. Things seem a little different and off. I will admit with this opening scene that was more connected to the previous episode, that this was my first kind of editing plot mistake, that I really should have taken this scene and stuck it onto the end of the last episode. I still don't know why I really didn't do it. It just felt right at the time. And looking back at it now, I clearly should have stuck it on with that episode, since this episode should start fresh with the finale stuff. And it would work better as a kind of a cliffhanger, but I'm admitting it here, and that's what I did. So Jake makes the call to investigate the rift sites to find out what is going on, to get what evidence they can and kind of work out how they can learn from what is happening in the Ostium network. It's like a great discovery, almost something like an alien abduction, something really big. And if they do find out what it'd be, it could be something really massive. So they want to learn more. With the three of them, it was a chance to have them split up and cover more ground. So you have Steve working out of HQ, and then you have Monica and Jake going out and checking the sites, which was fun because it gave me a chance to have them use their data pads as communication devices and do some fun with radio effects and that back and forth. I thought that was kind of fun. And then with the actual recent rift sites that have happened most recently, we actually see a physical evidence of what was left and that something bigger is going on. So you can tell with the age and the progression that the more recent ones, they might actually find out what is behind all this. With Jake's description of the most recent sites, it sounds like something is trying to get through, to break on through. Any idea what it might be, Dwayne? Did you have any idea at the time?
No, I remember thinking a lot of things, but after we do finally find out, no, it was, I suppose it wasn't a big shock, but the reality of what is breaking through is the shock.
Right.
The truth behind what breaks through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not what breaks through, but the truth of it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I realize now I'm currently on the last episode of the very long episode of Stranger Things. And this all kind of has similarities to that with doors and gates and breaking through and stuff, just kind of amusing. I have the intentional mixing of language here with Jake talking of science and magic to describe what he's trying to perceive here and try to understand it. The two conflated, which is intentional. And that's mainly because in history, anything that wasn't really understood was attributed to magic, until it is eventually understood and then it becomes science because we know how it all works. So that was kind of a play on that, as Jake's trying to learn what it is. So he's using magic terminology. And then when he finally does get it, it's going to be a more concrete science-based view.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's a Hamilton reference here in the room where it happened, because you got to put that in there, and it tells you, it kind of sets the episode in time of when I wrote it. And with Jake's special abilities, you get to learn more of how they work, and that he understands that these are doors, these are ostiums here. He's starting to put things together bit by bit. And then he has a strange thought about a head being ripped off and spitting blood, almost like it's not his thought. And that's where you get a little bit of a connection of maybe he's connected with something on the other side of this rift, hinting at the anger and evil work here, and that what this thing on the other side, what it might be, what its motive is, possibly. With Steve hanging out at HQ, I get to show his kind of growing friendship and closeness with Zhang. And to Steve, Zhang is essentially human. And this is a growing relationship that happens over the next seasons and in all of various other stories involving Steve, too. Then things kick into high gear because we discover Jake is missing. He's not responding on the radio and he's gone.
Jake pulls a Jake.
Yeah, classic Jake. And as I was writing this, it was very much a case of discovery writing for me. I just put the words down and I'm like, oh, he's gone. Okay, well, where's he gone? And then just kind of discovering along as the listener who's listening along with the episode will learn too. I didn't know what was going to happen until I wrote it. The O shape of the rift sites is kind of a hint. And then we find out that Jake is at the future rift site. He's worked it out and he's going to go there without checking in because he's Jake. And because he checked with Zhang, they already know about it. And so when Monica and Steve want to find out and check in with Zhang, it's all apparent. And as usual, Jake does it without telling anyone. Each moment and minute is intentionally building up the drama and tension with knowing the next rift and having a little clock ticking down for when it's about to hit. So that was kind of a fun thing to kind of ratchet up the pace there and know that you only had so much time to get things done. There's definitely some links here with X-Files, where Mulder often runs off without Scully, leaving her in the lurch, and then she has to try and either clean things up or try and work out where he is. A little difference here, though, is Monica knows where Jake is, and almost like in a Jake way, she goes chasing right after him. We have a fun switching back and forth point of view with Jake and Monica, again, driving the tension and just getting the different points of view and experiences, and just the sound design, too, of what's going on. Jake's voice after the explosion is crackling, which is mainly due to my inexperience with sound design. I couldn't work out how to make it sound just right because I had everything way too high. But I think it kind of works for what's going on and with the tension and everything. So a inexperienced error comes off as sounding like something cool and intentional. Here, Jake, as usual, is going by the seat of his pants, redacting and doing what feels right. Had fun, a lot of fun playing around with the sound effects and just kind of creating a cocktail where you put on different layers of different things, all mix them all together and see, and playing around with little toggles and things and seeing what comes out and how they all work to create this unique sound. And then at the end, we get to see Jake do some ostium magic, firing the mist from his hands. And it feels like it might end up as it has before, with Jake going through and then the door closes, the rift closes, and Monica's left there. But as I hinted earlier, this time it's different. And she goes through through the rift as well after him, setting up the cliffhanger for the second part of the finale. All right, Dwayne, what you got?
Some of my notes are involving the rift sites, like the newer ones where they find evidence of damage, like the black scorch marks. And Jake thinks they look like claw marks. Was definitely some foretelling of what happens later.
Hinting at it, yep.
And I also wrote down about how Jake was pulled through, and uncharacteristically, Monica jumped in after him. But I think in hindsight, it's a way to look at the characters and how their relationship has grown.
Because definitely.
even though at times they didn't trust each other, definitely did not trust each other. I think that they're at this point, we're seeing how they're growing to rely on each other and have each other's back and want to help, even though they're not at this point asking each other for help. This is the first indication where Monica's willing to offer the help without being asked.
And plus they've gone through so much together that, you know, it creates a bond between them that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.